for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. This is David Faulkner with you tonight. And again, it is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday night here in Stanton, Kentucky. And the temperature is still around 76 degrees here in Stanton. And maybe the weather might get a little bit worse as we go for the next week or so. Looks like some rain moving in tomorrow night. Tomorrow, another really nice day, I think, around 66. So cool and rain is coming at the end of the week. So just be prepared for the weather. Again, it is a beautiful night here in Stanton. And a couple things we want to talk about tonight. This is me solo tonight. Ken couldn't make it to the show tonight. So we had some plans on doing the show and doing a tribute show to Coach Jones. And I kind of dropped the ball a little bit, didn't get hold of some folks that I wanted to at least be on here. But what I do want to do tonight is a little bit different, or recently different. I would like to open up the phone lines, 663-2811. If you have questions about Powell County sports, concerns, keep it clean and nothing personal, no personal attacks. But if you want to talk about some stuff on the air, again, that is the number. We'll get you on here if you want to call in and do a little bit of a call-in show. So a little bit different twist tonight. So if that being said, if there are no calls, I'll just go on and do the show as normal. Last week, we got to cover, again, the Powell County Middle School football team. As they were taking an undefeated season into the playoffs, they won the first game. That was here at home. That was our first middle school broadcast. As far as I know, that was the first one we've had it on WSKV. And then last week we traveled to Grayson and did the game at Kentucky Christian University. Spectacular crowd. They had the 7th grade championship, the 8th grade championship, and then they had special awards for the all-conference team, 7th and 8th grade. So those kids were recognized, and again, congratulations to all of those who competed. The crowd was large. Really, lines were long getting in. If you want to get in for game two, lines were pretty long. The parking was really kind of crazy. You had to park couple blocks away sometimes there at KCU. If you know that area, it's there's tough parking there while it's on campus. Again, the kids are for college, they're already in town, so they're pretty much at home. But again, Powell County played a fantastic game early on. It looked like it was going to be very competitive with Mason County. They kept it close for a little while, and then all of a sudden you look up the scoreboard and it's 24-0. Again, it's 24-0 with there at the end of the game. Powell County had an option whether either just take a knee or try to score, and Powell County decided to try to score, and that may be something that may come back to bite you a little bit later on. But, again, won the game 30-0. Mason County did call a timeout with 18 seconds to go. I kind of questioned that call. Officials were actually holding the ball. I don't think they're going to allow us to run a play. And when the timeout was called, then they put the ball back in play. Powell County went for the pass. It was a touchdown pass. Again, about a 25-yard touchdown pass there with no time left on the clock. Again, the final score, Powell County 30, Mason County 0. Game which was a running clock there at the end of the game. Again, tremendous season, and I don't think the defense got enough credit. Again, we talked about their offense all season long. Was spectacular. They averaged, probably 40 plus points per game regular season and tournament. But their defense just didn't give up a lot. And going forward, I think that's something this team has to be proud of is their defense. So Congratulations once again to the 8th grade Pirate team, Daxon King and his staff. Again, middle school. And again, we hope those kids that performed well and, again, had seasons where, I guess a couple of seasons where they were kind of undefeated, we hope those kids move up, work hard, and let's build us a winning high school program. That will be the next thing we need to try to really get done. It's just something that we haven't had consistency. We've had some winning years, but it would be nice to have it to where you win 6, 7, 8 games a year. You're getting, your top two of the conference versus, 3 or 4, and you're hosting playoff games versus traveling on the road. That's where I think Mike Jones and the staff would like to see the high school program get to. And if these kids can come up and play and participate and put in their time to get ready for varsity football action, good luck to you all. Again, it is one of the arguments we make all the time is, what about middle school sports going to high school? The transition doesn't always correlate. We can have successful programs at the middle school level and does not always correlate to a successful high school program. So we have to make that transition. We have to make it smoother than what we have in the past, and hopefully that will get done in the future. So that being said, moving on again, most of the high school activities are over. We did have a high school cheer competition last weekend. The Powell County Lady Pirate, or Powell County Pirate Cheerleaders, or Lady Pirate Cheerleaders, whatever you want to call them. They get cheer at boys, girls, games, doesn't matter. They did really well at their competition down at the Cumberland College, or Cumberland University. University of the Cumberlands, let me get it right. So they had their competition down there this weekend and finished 4th. Top 3 gets a state, so just missed it out by one spot. But I know those young ladies put a lot of hard work, heart, and effort, blood, sweat, tears during the practice sessions. I know the coaches are really proud. I get to live with those guys. So the coaches and everybody's proud of the cheerleaders. So you went down. You did well on your routine. That's all you can do is ask for a fairly clean routine. You got that. So next phase is try to get in that top 3 slot and get to state competition. So I think this cheer squad has got a lot to be proud of. Again, finishing 4th, just a spot off of the state competition. So I'm really proud of our cheerleaders. And you should, too. If you're out there and you see some of the cheerleaders, thank them and congratulate them on a great competition season. That being said, middle school competition will be coming up in, I believe, later on in November, maybe December. And then the high school will be concentrating then on in-game competition, which will go on in the district tournament. So hopefully everybody can get out and support the cheerleaders. That season pretty much runs from August through March. One of the longer running seasons that you have is the cheer season. So those young ladies work really hard, and we're proud of them. And they do put in the work, so congratulations for that. The Powell County High School Marching Band had their last walk of the football field the other night. And, again, I want to congratulate our band for having some success in the last couple of years. Didn't do as well this year as last, but that was really hard to match what happened last year. Again, a best finish ever here for the Powell County the band. So, again, those kids work really hard for themselves as well. Their competition routine, they practice countless hours throughout the summer getting ready for the routine. And, again, that core right here with the last walk the other night at the football field. So, again, congratulations to our band. So we don't always touch on some of those squads that come out and do the little menial work. They're at the games or cheering or playing their interest, trying to get the crowd into the games, and we owe them a lot. So thanks for our cheer squad who do a great job of what they do, and congratulations to our band for doing an awesome job as well. We're going to step away for a break here and come back, and we'll talk about some upcoming sports and some sports that are currently going on. So we'll be back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
Protex Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Fowl County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
Are you considering a new home purchase, a remodel, or even starting a business? Are you looking for a stable partner you can trust to help you understand your options? This is David Johnson. I'm the senior commercial lender at Whitaker Bank in Stanton. As part of your community, I'm here to help you understand the best options for you today and in the future. Give me a call at 606-663-2283. Let me show you what Uniquely Kentucky means.
Whitaker Bank, Uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. This is Dave Faulkner with you tonight. Again, Ken could not make the show tonight, so it's just me being solo. Again, if you got questions or thoughts, whatever, about Powell County sports or anything else that's going on in the world of sports, if you want to give me a call in, again, that number to call is 663-2811. Again, keep the calls positive, and we're not going to attack anybody here, but if you want, you got a comment to make, please call in. Real quick, we'll start you out with upcoming season for girls basketball. While we're at it, we would like to mention again the Powell County boys middle school basketball team. I think they had a couple year run where they were undefeated. Had their first loss the other night against a considerably seemed like older Owsley County team, but they did get their first loss there. I think they will rebound from that, and we'll see how they go going forward. Got a really nice basketball team again. That was their first loss in a couple years, so this group is going to be really good. So stick with them. Josh Crow is the head coach. He does a fantastic job. But again, they had several kids that I think were a few holdbacks, which that's what a lot of the schools in Eastern Kentucky do. When you get to high school, it kind of balances itself a little bit better. But still, one of the reasons is probably we don't compete well against some of the teams in the 14th is because they are 19 and some 20-year-olds with the COVID holdbacks. And again, that will slowly filter through and become a little bit more level in the future. So they want to give a little shout out also to the middle school Pirates as well. All right, girls basketball. It will be November 28th will be their first contest. That will be an away game. They will start out with the first three games on the road. November 28th, November 30th at Jackson City. And then on December 2nd, that will be at Garrett County. And that is a Saturday game at 3:30 scheduled time. And the first home game, which we'll have on Powell County Sports Network here on WSKV, will be on December the 4th versus Wolf County. Again, so just a real quick see if Rob's got the roster up. And it's a better-looking roster than what I had thought. They've got 10 varsity players on the roster. They got a few more out than that. Makaira Cottle, one of your seniors. Amelia Cook and Elizabeth Rife are your three seniors, plus Kaylee Smith. Excuse me. Almost forgot her. And then your juniors, Jesley Sinners, Emily Reed, Emma Rice, Trinity Romans, and Zaley Strange are your juniors. And then the one freshman is Ella Napier. So this group looks to try to contend this year in the 56th district. Owsley County is going to be the prolific favorite, I would think, this year in girls basketball. They return everyone, and like I said, they do have a couple kids that have been holdbacks, but they've been a good team for the last couple of years, and they are probably one of the top teams in the 14th region. So what will be a tough district, but I think Powell County Lady Pirates, if they can play well against the other two teams, Lee and Estill, then I look for this team to maybe do better than what people expect. Again, it's kind of going to key on, I think, a couple of players, Makaira Caudill and Trinity Romans, those two are rather leading scorers, and how much offense or how much you get out of the other players that maybe have not contributed as much in the past. Emily Reed has done a really good job for this group at the point or the two in the past. Like, she'll be doing some of that again this year. Mia Cook will show some good size inside. And last year we saw Jesley Sanders really come out of her shell and do well for the Lady Pirates. So I really look for this team to maybe play better than some expect. You know, I expect a little bit more out of Zaylee Strange this year. And then Ella Napier, again, the freshman. I expect those young ladies to really contribute to this year's team. And, again, Amelia Cook, she's solid on the inside, and she can really do some things well for this team. So I'm really looking forward to getting the girls started. Again, that will be on November 28th. And, again, the first three on the road, Perry, Jackson City, and Garrett County. And first home game for the Lady Pirates will be Wolf County. After that, there's five of their first six are away, so a tough start to the schedule for Coach Marion. And then on the second home stand for Powell County, it will be Jackson City, Owsley County, and Leslie County. That will be a tough little stretch for the Pirates. We'll kind of see where they are when they face Owsley County on the 15th of December. So that's a little bit of a look at the Powell County Lady Pirates schedule going forward. So we'll kind of flip gears here and look at the boys basketball upcoming. Again, they will start their season. I believe that they'll also start. They may start at home. Let me bring it up here real quick here. Sorry about that. Yes, they do start at home. We will have that game on November 28th. Morgan County will be here. That'll be a 7:30 varsity start time. We'll have that game on the Powell County Sports Network, and it'll be also on the NFHS app. Talk more about that in a moment. Then they will travel to Williamstown on the 30th, and then to Nicholas County, where they will play Augusta on December 2nd, which is, again, a Saturday, at the Auto Owners GCH Insurance Classic. Again, that will be at Nicholas County. They'll return home after that on the 5th, and they will have Montgomery County coming in. So, again, start of the season is going to show a lot. This team looks to be fairly competitive, I think, this year. I think this is the year where this group can kind of hold their own and kind of go over some of the players on the roster. Again, I'm not looking at anything but the roster here. So, Braden Brandenburg, one of the seniors, as my roster just keeps closing. Also, seniors Cam Del Rosario, returning point guard. Dalton Humble, we will see him down in the post, runs from three or four. He's always a fighter when he gets in the game. Jack Rose, who has had a really good summer and is projected to be one of the top players in the 14th region. And then Dalen Williams back with the squad. So a lot of competition, I think, for the one, for the two, for the three slots on this team. Your juniors, Dylan Carter, Zeke Crow, Jake Hughes, Aiden Larrison. Again, you got Aiden and Dylan just coming off of football. Zeke just coming out of soccer. And Aiden, like I said, Aiden coming out of football. Those kids look to really, I think, help this team this year. Aiden Larrison, when he came into the game last year for this team, he made something happen whenever he came in. Then you look at the rest of the roster, some sophomores, but they're sophomores who are going to play quite extensively, I would think, this year. Bryson Edwards, one of those sophomores, I think he will get a lot of playing time this year. Tucker Ramsey got a lot of playing time last year, and I think he'll see probably some increased playing time again this year, as well as Jackson Tipton. I think you'll see those three probably get a little bit more playing time this year. This team's going to, I think this team can at least run 10-11 deep. So, again, competition is what's going to make this team better. And I think there's enough competition on the second string to really push these starters, regardless who the starters are. I think the second group is strong enough to make our guys work, and that makes you better. That is the one benefit the Pirates have of having a deep roster. They're all fairly talented. So I think when you go to a practice, you're going to see kind of a war for a battle for spots. And I really don't, you know, maybe a couple spots you can say are pre-picks, what you would think to see. But who knows? With this group, a lot of different combinations you can look at for Coach Alan Martin and see how this, where this team will fall. Again, we'll know more on November 28th. At the end of the month, first home game for the Pirates, again, Morgan County. And that'll be an interesting contest here early on. So we'll have that game again here on WSKV. We're going to step away here for another break. Back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across Central and Eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on-site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a Level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin.
All right, welcome back here to PCSN Live. Again, this is Dave Fulton running solo tonight. If you want to call in, have some questions about high school sports, college sports, pro sports, doesn't matter to me. I don't care. So if you want to call in with questions or just conversation, 606-663-2811 will be the number, and we'll try to get you on the air as well. Again, we want to try to keep things positive if we can. Negative calls, it's just trying to get those in. But, again, if you've got some concerns, see where they go. All right. Real quick, we'll change gears here from high school sports over to college. Again, we'll talk a little bit about UK. And we'll start out with the season that is almost over. And that is Kentucky football. You know, you had this team early in the season get off to a great start again. Kentucky got off just a fantastic start. And then they had to play Georgia. And that obviously didn't turn out well. I didn't really think that Kentucky would win that game. I didn't think they would lose 51-13. Again, that game back on October the 7th. Then they rebounded the next week against Missouri. They didn't rebound. They kind of, to me, the Missouri game was the one that really bothered Kentucky. They lost that game 38-21 on a game where Missouri is not a bad team. I'll take anything away from Missouri. But if Kentucky wants to be in the top echelon of the SEC, they have to beat Missouri, who is now ranked 16th. Kentucky is now unranked. Then they went to Tennessee. They hosted Tennessee, where I thought that they needed that win to get back on track for a really good bowl game, where they lost that game by a touchdown to Tennessee, 33-27. Close game to number 14, Tennessee. But again, 3 straight losses after, I think, 6 wins by Kentucky kind of puts a little hurt on you. Last week, Saturday, they played really well against Mississippi State. Their defense showed up like we thought the defense should play. Their offense wasn't as good as what we have thought it would be. But they won that game 24-3. Main thing is you get the win going forward. Now, what's left for Kentucky? So, Kentucky sits in the standings in the East. They are in fifth place, excuse me. They are just ahead of South Carolina and Vanderbilt. And they are tied as far as a conference record with Florida. Kentucky is 6-3 overall, Florida 5-4. So those two teams are tied. Tennessee and Missouri are both 3-2. Now, if Kentucky wants a chance to get in the mix for the conversation about big time football, you got to look at what's getting ready to happen. So this weekend, Kentucky will host Alabama, who is in the one slot in the West. They are coming in at number 8 in the nation. They got off to a little bit of a sluggish start for Alabama. Now, is this the year Kentucky may be able to topple Alabama? I don't know. That game is going to be played on Saturday. I think Kentucky can compete with Alabama. Now, that being said, Coach Stoops is going to have A1 game on, ready to play. It's not a must win for Kentucky, but it's a win that would kind of rebound the season. Get a little bit more conversation talking about Kentucky. If you can beat Alabama at home, you get back in a conversation a little bit about where you're going to finish in the East. Next week, you take on South Carolina, a must win game. If you could knock off Alabama, then knock off South Carolina back-to-back weeks, that puts you at 8 wins. That puts you at 8-3. And if you can wrap up the season end by defeating Louisville, who is ranked 11th in the nation, if you could travel to Louisville, beat them on their home field, win out the rest of the season, which is going to be very difficult for Kentucky, but if they could do that, you put yourself back in the conversation for a major bowl game. We're not talking about just a bowl game, which Kentucky's already eligible for. We're going to a bowl, but let's make it a bowl that has significant value. Again, when you get into bowl games, again, if you're not in the national, the four, a lot of the teams, you have players who just don't compete at those bowl games. The better the bowl game, the more likely these guys are to compete. I just think that I get the players not playing in a bowl game that's less significant than the championship series, but to make it for your team that you're playing for, to step away from that team, again, I know you're protecting from injury, from the draft or whatever it may be, but man, I just wish that didn't happen in college, especially in football, where you see the issue. You know, you see guys play in Major League or college baseball in the World Series, and you see guys pitching more innings than they've ever pitched and throwing extra days, and all of a sudden they get drafted number in the top of the draft, and they're not holding anything back. They're going out there and pitching. They're going out performing. They're not sitting out the World Series to wait for a draft. They're not doing that. They're playing. Your basketball players don't sit out the tournament. They go play. But your football guys seem to sit out more. And I get it. It's more likelihood of injury is in football. I totally get that. But I wish these guys would stay with their team through the bowl season. But I wish also they'd move the bowl season up. So, you know, the last game for Kentucky is November 25th. The likely bowl game for Kentucky is somewhere going to be around January 1st. You take a month off, you might as well restart. So there's a couple of ways of looking at it. I think that you should start that bowl series within 2 weeks of the last game to get these kids a chance to play while the team can work on some things to get better. So that's my take, at least, on how college football should work. It won't matter very much because they're not going to listen to me a lot. But I just think it's a little bit different for me. That month layoff is a long time. Football players, you know, you sit out for a couple of weeks, you've got a little soft, you're not used to contact anymore, you're not used to timings off. So you're not the same team you finished with in week 12, whatever last week of the season is for you, you're not that same team going forward. So that being said, that's just my take on college football. And we come back, we'll talk a little bit about basketball at Kentucky. Then we'll go through a little bit of pro sports after that. Back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton. Proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live. I said I was going to get into basketball right away, but I'm going to wait just a second here. I do want to mention a few of our important people. That is our sponsors. As we go in, getting ready to go into basketball season, again, we're going to have a lot of games on the air. We'll be hosting the district tournament this year. We'll be hosting boys regional this year. So we're going to be pretty busy most of the season. So it will be a great time. If you've never been a sponsor before, it would be a great time to jump aboard and get on the sports list. You get the Wednesday night shows that we're on, and you get broadcast. You know, you're going to get heard at least two or three times during a broadcast on a game night. That's not all you get. You get more than that. There's additional airs of your sponsorship during the week. So please, you get video when we're doing video. You get scrolling of your business. So, you know, when you're watching something, you see that stuff, you always see it on there. So please, if you want to jump on board for be a sponsor, you can give me a call. You can give anybody here at the station a call. Ask for Ethan. You can give Ken a call if you know Ken. So we'll also definitely hook you up with a package that fits your needs for Powell County Sports. We roll into softball and baseball season after that, which will, again, cover several games. Again, Ken normally takes some of the March off because it's just nasty weather usually. Again, restart there in especially April and get rolling with that. But again, it's a great value for the money to get on the sports package, especially now where you have all the basketball coverage, baseball and softball. But you have missed what was probably the busiest part of the season, and that has been, for us at least, we have done more sports probably this year in the fall than we've ever done before. We've covered several soccer games, volleyball, and all football. So if you want to jump in, especially for next year, if you think about, well, it's probably too late, but I'll jump in next year, go ahead and start doing that. Maybe you could run January through January or run some kind of package or getting ready to start running 12 months anyway and kind of make it easier to pay. So, just give them a call here at WSKV and say you're interested in the sports package, and I'm sure they'll hook you up. Now, let's talk about what most people in Eastern Kentucky like to talk about, and that's UK basketball. I have really turned into a football guy, to be honest with you. I just really love watching Kentucky football. I get frustrated at times, but that is what it is, right? That's what we say. All right, for the Kentucky men's basketball, trying to find this. Got this really kind of a screwed up. Okay, I think I have figured some of it out here. Yeah, we saw New Mexico State game. If you watched that game the other night, that was really first half was too close. If you're a Kentucky fan, the second half was all blue. Just absolutely played defense. And Coach Calipari just told his kids the second half, just go play basketball. And, you know, sometimes coaches can hold players back if they try to run too much stuff. But I think early on in the season, if you let the guys play and they like playing together, then maybe you adjust your offensive style based on what team you have. I kind of like the concept from what Coach Calipari is trying to do. Let them kind of do what they do and then adjust from there. If you don't need to adjust, just keep on going. I know there's some point to where coaches need control, especially of a young team, but see what you got early. All right, folks, I'm gonna play dumb real quick here. Texas A&M, sorry. This is Commerce, so this is, I don't know who this team, UC. So Texas A&M, University of Commerce, I guess. I don't know. So I apologize. They will play Kentucky. So, again, sometimes that's who you play. On November the 10th, so that will be coming up Friday night. And then Kentucky will then take on November the 14th at 9:30. It's a late night for Tuesday, but I guess I'll be watching some of it. It's Kentucky will host Kansas. Kansas is ranked number one. So the warm-up games for Kentucky, New Mexico State, and then TAM, you see. Then they'll take on Kansas. Hello. After that, they'll play Stonehill on the 17th. St. Joseph's will come in on the 20th. Again, St. Joseph's is a team that will play in the tournament from year to year. Marshall on the 24th. And in Miami of Florida, who is ranked 13th above Kentucky. So that will be on the 28th of November. So really, to me, this is a little bit tougher schedule than normal for Kentucky early on. During the regular season, normally we play a couple tournaments that are really, really tough. And then we have our games that you're probably going to win. But really this year, I don't see those. There's only a couple I would call, quote, soft games. But looking forward, Kentucky right now ranked 16th in the nation. Got a really nice freshman group, and they got a good veteran group as well. I like the mix of the team. I like the way they played in the second half again against New Mexico State. But we'll see if they can keep that going at Kentucky. Again, everybody's kind of always harps on Cal about how bad of a coach he is during games. Well, we had Joe Hall on here once. On the show and the other show we had, the Sports Talk Live, had him on here once and I asked the question about Calipari and his coaching here at Kentucky, especially with the one and dones in the past. And Coach Hall let me know that real quick, it was probably the toughest job in the nation to do what Coach Cal does. That being said, I'm not making excuses for Coach Cal, but you see now he's kind of plays a little bit of the portal. He's got a need. He goes and gets those guys. We've got a couple 7-footers coming in. They'll be with us at some point. When you recruit some of the best and when you have some of the best talent in the world, you should be able to compete. I'll always say this. A 4-year senior at a really good program is very disciplined and very consistent. When these guys that are playing for Kentucky and play 1 or 2 years and are done, they're kind of putting on a show to try to get that draft pick high. And then they run out of time and they're kind of done. So sometimes there's more playability if you just really focus on whatever school you go to. You commit there for 4 years and you really have, I don't know, you just have more interest in the wins than a guy that's expected to go play pro ball. I don't think that's right, but it's just kind of the way it is. So, or at least that's my take on college basketball. Again, these guys are now getting paid. Shouldn't bother them to come out and play a little bit more. But again, tough start to the Kentucky schedule. Again, they'll play again Friday. And then next week, the big game of the season to start out. UK versus Kansas, two of the best programs in the history of basketball at the college level. We'll see where we stand next Tuesday at 9:30. Kansas coming to Kentucky. Hello. I think that's Kansas at Kentucky. We'll see. Make sure I'm correct on that. Yes, Kansas will be at UK. That'll fill them up real quick there at the Rupp Arena. So, again, we're going to keep it right here. We've got one more long break. Actually, we'll go ahead and use that break, and then we'll come back in a moment and talk a little bit about pro sports here on BCSN Live.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton, or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hearn Funeral Home has been family-owned since 1939 and is currently under the direction of Hondo Hearn. They have proudly served the families of Powell County and other surrounding counties for over 75 years, helping them to celebrate with compassionate care, dignity, and respect at an affordable price. Contact Hearn Funeral Home for all your pre-planning needs at 606-663-4375.
All right, we're going to have to break this commercial into a couple of different spots here, so I thought I'd come back a little bit and just kind of get into a little bit to Major League Baseball. I know season's over, but some of the most exciting things happen in the winter in baseball, so talk a little bit about that. The Texas Rangers, congratulations to the Texas Rangers for the first ever World Series win by that franchise or franchises. And they started out of the Washington Senators back in the 60s. Became the Texas Rangers after that, and now are the 2023 World Series champs. They defeated Arizona in the World Series. You had two teams that were not division winners. You had teams that were at the bottom of getting in. You had Arizona and Texas, two of the last teams in, won their way through the playoff round or the wild card rounds. They got all the way in, played some really good baseball. Congratulations. Like I said, these kind of, I'm not saying Texas is low budget. Texas spent a lot of money on some players to build this a couple years ago, and now it's come to fruition for them, and they are now World Series champs. We'll see, maybe something like the Cincinnati Reds could do something like that. But anyway, big thing about in the for Cincinnati, if you are a big-time Cincinnati fan, and a Joey Votto fan, he is now a free agent. The Cincinnati Reds have declined the option and have paid him $7 million to not claim his option. Cincinnati had a $20 million option on Votto to bring him back, or $7 million not to come back. And with the Cincinnati lineup as it is, with the depth of the roster as it is with young players, it's probably a good move. Votto wanted more playing time. He wants to start. I don't think it can happen in Cincinnati. However, if things don't go his way in the free agent market, I would love to see Cincinnati bring him back in maybe a limited role as a DH, spot starter at first base. And even I would even put him in the position to where maybe he can be a bench coach, hitting coach for the players, a player coach type of guy. This guy has been there for almost 20 years in the Cincinnati organization. It is a shame that they leave after that long, but as these guys have always said in the past, this is a business. It's not personal. If it's personal, they keep him. But it is a business, and when you hit 200 for year after back-to-back years, even if you had shoulder surgery, it's kind of move on. Future Hall of Famer Joey Votto, in my opinion, now looking for another job on the free agent market. Maybe the Reds can sign him at a discounted rate later on. We'll see. That being said, winter meetings are going on. A lot of these guys are declaring free agency, and a lot of teams not bringing back players that you have to pay $20 million minimum to keep some of these guys. So they're choosing free agency, and the market is getting a little bit better than what was expected, but not a strong market unless you're talking about Shohei Ohtani, and we'll see where he goes. Already some interesting managerial moves in Major League Baseball. That's always nice to see. Craig Counsell, I think one of the best young minds in baseball, has taken a job with Chicago, left Milwaukee, stayed in the division, and will help manage Chicago Cubs as they lose some of their talent to free agency. So we'll see how some of these teams do here in the winter's months and the offseason, which, again, to me is one of the most exciting times of the year for Major League Baseball, as these guys kind of retool. Like to see who they retool with. So, since we finished the Major League Baseball portion of this, I'll go on to finish my break. We'll come back after the break and talk NFL here on PCSN Live.
Allen's Hardware is a hidden gem in Clay City and known for their dependable down-home service. Visit Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road and you'll find Valspar Paints, Echo Power Tools, Electrical Supplies, Septic System Accessories, Key Cutting Services, and even U-Haul Rentals. That's Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road in Clay City. To find out more, call 606-663-1122. That's 606-663-1122.
All right, getting into what we kind of used to do when we had Sports Talk Live. We're going to talk about NFL. Again, it's we're about nine, ten games in, so you're almost midway through your season in the NFL already, and it's only November. Seems kind of weird, but you got all the weeks of the playoffs, so it's understandable. And we're going to start out with the AFC East. My guys, the Dolphins, are in first place in the East at 6-3. Took a tough loss last week to Kansas City, but they are probably the best team in one of the best teams in football. The Bills are in second place at 5-4. The Jets at 4-4, and then the lowly Patriots, who are on division lead for many years, until a particular quarterback named Tom Brady left the Patriots, and then they have been trying to find it since. They are at 2-7. In the West, it is the Kansas City Chiefs at 7-2. The Chargers, 4-4, Raiders 4-5. The Broncos are at 3-5. The AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens, that doesn't seem north to me, but anyway, the AFC North are 7-2. The Steelers 5-3. Browns 5-3. And the Bengals 5-3. It's nice to see when your division has all winning records. Go Bengals. Now, for the Bengals, right now you're in second place. You're in a good wild card. You're in a good wild card spot. You're in a good mix. You just can't afford to lose many more games in the next, at least the next few weeks. In the AFC South, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars at 6-2, the Texans at 4-4. It is the Colts at 4-5, and the Titans, Mighty Titans, at 3-5. So that's a look at the AFC, and we'll real quickly look over at the NFC and then talk about the upcoming games this week. Now we'll kind of wrap up our show. If you've got a call in 2811. All right. NFC East. It is the Eagles. One of the best defenses in football and got a nice offense to go with it. 8-1. The Dallas Cowboys at 5-3. The Washington Commanders are at 4-5, and the New York Giants round out the East at 2-7. The NFC West is the 49ers at 5-3, the Seahawks at 5-3, the Rams come in at 3-6, and the Cardinals 1-8. Those latter two, I'm not sure they get very far in the playoffs. But that division looks weak from the tip, since your two guys at top are at 5-3. So not a 6-win team amongst you. The NFC North, the Lions are at 6-2, the Minnesota Vikings 5-4. The Green Bay Packers sit at 3-5, and the Bears, are at 2-7. I'd love to see Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, and that again, the grittiest, dirtiest football, play in the cold, doesn't matter. Back in the good old days, they were the strength of the NFL. Now, it's just kind of like one of the worst probably one of the worst divisions in the NFL, and that's kind of sad to say. The NFC South, again, another, to me, weaker division. The Saints are at 5-4, Falcons 4-5, Buccaneers 3-5, and the Panthers sit at 1-7. So, if you're a betting person, again, sports gambling is now legal in Kentucky, so, you know, you got to like the looks of the Saints and the Falcons moving forward in the South. The Lions, from years of terrible football to first place in the North, this was predicted for this team to do what they're doing. But man, they're coming in at 6-2. They win a couple more games, get 8 wins. That team's going to be tough to go in the NFC North. And like I said, in the West, the 49ers and Seahawks are letting the Rams stay alive. The 3-6 Rams win a couple games, you're right back in the mix. And then the Eagles look like they're going to run away with the East, but the Cowboys are playing some good football. Commanders right behind them. So good luck to those teams. When I mentioned earlier, the AFC East, the Dolphins are in the lead, but the Bills right there on their heels. And then the Jets are right behind Buffalo. So, again, tight division there at the top. Kansas City run away for right now with the West. Ravens run away with the North, and then the Jaguars are at 6-2, while the other Texans and Colts both have 4 wins. Titans are still in the mix with 3-5 because of the pretty much a mix where the division is. Same way with the East. Those two divisions are pretty open. Now, let's talk about the games that are going to be played this week, and I'll give you my picks. Again, we got like 8 minutes to go here, so I got to do something to kill some time. We'll take the Panthers and the Bears. Again, we talked about those two earlier. The Panthers won at the bottom of the list. I'm taking the Bears at home. They're hoping for a cold day, which it may not be that cold. Again, that game will be played tomorrow. It'll be a Thursday night game this week. So, there you go. It's my pick for Thursday is the Bears. Colts-Patriots. That's at New England. That'll be a Sunday game at 9:30 in the morning. I don't know where that game is, but Sunday at 9:30, weird start time. So I'm not sure where it's played. I'll take the Colts on the road. Browns, Ravens. I like Baltimore at home. I like the Cleveland Browns, but I'm going to take Baltimore at home over the Browns. Green Bay, Pittsburgh, tough one there. I'm going to take the Steelers over the Packers. They get that Sunday at 1. Also Sunday at 1 be the Jaguars 49ers. I'll take the 49ers over the Jags. And that is, again, on the road for 49ers. Maybe a tougher game than I'll give them credit for. I think that was within 6. Saints, Vikings. To me, it's a must-win for the Vikings. They're at home. They're hosting the Saints. Let's go a little bit of an upset here and take the Vikings on that one. The Texans will travel to Cincinnati. Again, another 1 o'clock start on Sunday. I'm going with the Bengals. I'm going to think they're playing a little bit better football than in the past. I'm going with the Bengals to win that one over the Texans. The Titans will take on the Buccaneers. That, again, at 1 on Sunday. I'm going with Tennessee on this one just because they're closer. It'll be the – I skipped some. 4 o'clock. Or 4:05 games on Sunday. The Lions will travel to the Chargers. I like the Lions in this one, but going to the Chargers, maybe they got something caught up for them. But I'm going to go ahead and stay with the Lions. My gut's telling me the Lions on that one. On the road, it's tough to win on the road in the NFL, but I'm going with the Lions on that one. Falcons and Cardinals. I'm taking the Falcons, again, on the road. So I'm taking all the road teams this week. Giants and Cowboys is 4:25 start on Sunday. I'm going with Cowboys on that one, and it may be a runaway. The Commanders and Seahawks. I'm taking the Seahawks. Sorry, Greg, if you're listening. Also at 8:20, it will be the Jets and the Raiders. I'm going to go Raiders just because. And then the Broncos and Bills will wrap up on Monday night, 8:15. I like the Bills over the Broncos. Now, because the Dolphins are not playing this week, I hope the Bills don't win, but I'm picking the Bills over the Broncos. So, again, the next game up for my guys, the Dolphins, will be next week on Sunday. They'll play the Raiders. So, go Tua. Go Dolphins. They got a nice offensive unit. Their defense has not played as well as I hoped it would. But let's see how the fish do later on in the season and as they will move forward. So, that being said, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we will, again, try to do the tribute show at a little bit later date when I get a little bit things more organized for Coach Jones. Had all these numbers ready to go. I want to talk a little bit about it, but I want to make sure we get listeners that want to call in and talk about the career and the legacy that Coach Jones has left here at the Powell County Athletics. Again, you talk about a man that came here in 1992, coached for two or three years with the boys basketball team, then took a little bit of a took the softball, was assistant coach with softball, and took them to a couple of regional championships as an assistant coach, then moved forward to coaching volleyball and girls basketball. That was around 2001, and he coached pretty much ever since the 2021 maybe was his last year, 2022. Put a lot of time in, the hardest working coaches you ever want to meet, cared about the kids. So again, we want to spend some time to give him a little tribute as we move forward through the season. Again, check out that middle school team. Get out, watch some games. Really nice teams. They have 7th and 8th grade both are some really nice teams. So if you get a chance to watch the boys basketball play this fall, it's all well and good. And then at this, like we said earlier, the start of the season for basketball here in Powell County for the high school will be the boys will host the Morgan County Cougars on the 28th, and that will be broadcast here on WSKV. The girls' first game at home will be on December the 4th, I believe we said earlier. And I can't remember the opponent, but I'll go back and look real quick here. We do have a couple minutes. So for girls basketball, again, they will start their first three on the road. And now we've got it here. Perry Central on the 28th, Jackson City on the 30th, Gary County on the 2nd, and we'll host Wolf County on the 4th of December. So good luck to our Lady Pirates, as that's going to be an interesting start to the season. Really some tough games there early on. And, again, don't play a lot of home games in their first 6 games. First 6, they have 1 home game. So we'll see that group as much as we see the boys here early on. But good luck to our boys and girls. And, again, they got a little fundraiser going on. Don't know if you know about it. Contact Coach Marion or any of the players, and I'm sure they'd love to, if the fundraiser is still going on, help them out. Give them some support for the Powell County girls basketball team. They need some support for their team. So give one of those players a call or Coach Marion. I'm sure they can hook you up with what they need to do. That being said, again, we'll be back on the air again next week. Same time, 6 to 7:30. It'll be 6 o'clock. Well, I said 6 to 7:30. Be on the air at 6 o'clock next Wednesday night, and be back to a conversation, not just Dave talking, but a conversation with at least Ken and myself. We'll try to have some guests in here as well. Again, I kind of dropped the ball this week, so I do apologize to our listeners and sponsors. I want you to thanks for listening tonight. Again, to me ramble as we went through a lot of sports, talked about a little bit of everything since nobody called me. So, that being said, I would like to, again, thank everybody, thank our sponsors here on WSKV. And also, again, big congratulations to the Powell County cheerleaders. We're 4th in the region. Again, just missing out of a notch of going to state, but they competed really well on Saturday. So if you see the cheerleaders or the coaches, tell them that they did a great job. You're proud of them. Again, just missed out getting to the state. So this group did a really good job, and now they got their eyes set on the in-game competition coming up district tournament season. So I would say from a partner, Ken Simon, this is David Faulkner saying good night. See you next week here on PCSN Live.
Joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
WSKNV, V is for variety. News.